Mr. Larry Vader. V-A-P-E-R. The double D? I don't know. I'm listening. I'm catching up to all your shows because I don't listen when I'm at home for a week. And I just want to say that this is the Gay Trucker. The name is David. www.djdavidj.com. And I'm listening to the fact that you have a police officer as a friend. Fantasy number 22 on my out of 100 list is sex with a police officer again. And even if he's married, because I'm married, I want pictures. And, you know, a Canadian boy here is no problem. I can keep his anonymity. Did I say that word right without stuttering? All right. You can tell him to mail it at dave@djdavidj.com. And that North boy used to be my listener. I think I lost him. No. Hope you guys are good. Everything's great. Love the Big Fatty. Can't get enough of the Big Fatty. He can stay on. The Omars is okay from time to time. Actually, I like it when you and Omar start chit-chatting because you get all stalled and down there. All right, I'm going to go. I just passed Cincinnati. I'm heading down the 75. Luckily, I'm going down to Georgia, but I won't be anywhere near. I'm going to Carrollton, Georgia, which is, I think, about 50 miles outside of Atlanta. But I cut off, and I don't go down. Anyway, this is so long. Thank you. Guys, keep up the great work.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
and I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping. And
you are fucking retarded.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. And I am your host, Larry Bader. V-A-D-E-R, Larry Bader. How's it going, everyone?
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is...
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to this very fabulous edition of the Little Fatty Cast. Ooh, okay, I'm sorry. I had to turn Miss Horty's monitoring off because that was really just going to become unavailable for a moment. Or that was going to make me go possibly crazy. So anyway, welcome. I'm sorry it took you 3.5 minutes to get to me, but I do want to give DJ David J a shout out for leaving us that fabulous voice letter. Thank you, DJ David J, the Gay Trucker. You guys can find him at djdavidj.com. And now pause for a break while I take a swig of Smart Water Sport. This stuff really does make Miss Horty feel better, and that's good for you guys, right? We love it when Miss Horty feels better. Yeah, I think so. It really is best for all of those involved. So anyway, I've had a pretty good day. I had kind of like an altercation with the skull first thing, and that's never good. But then she left about an hour later, and I'm not sure if it had something to do with my altercation or if she's just really a pain in the ass. So anyway, with that said, the crazy cunt's gone, and it was a pretty good day. So anyway, I've got some stuff I want to talk about, and I definitely want to do a skull update because it is well worth it. I've been generating some RSS feeds, so if you're a dork, You'll like that. I've had a what Adam Curry calls metrosexual moment revelation, but I've been very happy with some new shaving products. And so, yeah, I guess that's about everything. And then we're just, I just want to talk about some stuff. Get caught up. It's just Larry tonight. So, I don't know. I want to just have a nice, relaxing moment with everyone. And I'm going to go out to dinner here a little later. It's early, like 6:10 p.m. So, I just thought I would do some recording and see how y'all been enduring and that sort of stuff. Anyway, we're going to take a break here for 1 second. And we're going to listen to a fabulous promo. And then we'll be back to maybe get your skull update. Okay? Here we go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies
and gentlemen. Hey, I think that's funny. I listen to it all the time.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is J. Michael Haas, and I want you to listen to the Daily Purge. Please join the critically acclaimed author of My Mind Vomit 2 times a week for the Daily Purge with J. Michael Haas.
Well, okay. So, it couldn't be a little fatty cast. By the way, we love John Michael Haas. That's at johnmichaelhaas.com or jmichaelhaas.com. Excuse me, and soon to have a different website. Y'all, anyway, so the skull was being Scully this morning and immediately caught me when I walked in the door, and that is my biggest pet peeve. I had iPod in hand, coat still on, you know, scarf, gloves, the whole bit, because she was a little chilly this morning. So, how about, I was like, blah, 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 and she said, well, I've got a problem, and we use this booking system to book room spaces and everything. I'm sure a lot of businesses do. And she said, I can't see canceled events. And I said, that's because you're not supposed to. And she says, well, the mother does. And I said, that's her preference. And she said, really? And I said, yeah. She's like, well, I don't really want to see them. And I let it go at that. I said, okay, that's fine. It'd get on my nerves too. So anyway, she decides, she said, well, you know, I got in trouble because I rebooked something that had been canceled, blah, 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 blah. And so I can turn that on. She's like, well, does everyone have it on? And I said, no. And she said, well, I don't, that's, we need to talk with the mother about that because it needs to, everybody needs to have the same thing. And I said, that has nothing to do with anyone but your personal preference if you want to see canceled events. And she said, no, that's just not, that's just, I'm going to have to run that by the mother. And I said, that's not a global change I can or will make. And you're going to have to make that decision on your own, skull. And walked away from her. And then later we had another altercation about the way I do something, at which point she questioned how you put something on the internet. So whatever, because we all know the skull knows how to post a PDF on the internet and knows a better way to do it than the correct way. So anyway, I want to give a special shout out to her for being a cunt, and I hope you had a shitty day off. So okay, enough of the skull update, y'all. That's just out of control. Oh, my gosh, we're already at eight and a half minutes. Oh, ruined. Okay, so one thing I want to talk to you guys about. Now, by the way, Omar, fabulous picture of Tina Turner. Is how about, I've been using an electric razor for a while. And I don't know, how many of our listeners use the electrical razors? I don't know. I never really wanted to use one, and then I did use one because, you know, I'm really lazy, and shaving in the morning does take time, and the thought of taking any more time out of my already busy day was really not very appealing, so I decided that I would, you know, get one. So for Christmas 2001, I know, it's been a long, I can't believe it's been that long. I got some fancy schmancy electrical razor that you could use in the shower, wet or dry, which girls don't use that shit when your face is wet. Okay. It does not play nice. But anyway, so I did that and, I've been using it, you know, once a year, about every 10 months, you have to buy blades for it. And the blades are $30, but you know what? Like, 4 blades for the damn, like, Gillette Mach 3 or whatever are $10. So, you know, like, that's still cheaper. And even with the initial cost, I think it was like $120. you know, it was still cheaper. So I was very okay. You know, you didn't have to buy shaving cream. You just use aftershave. You could use electric shave, but I don't use that on my face. So anyway, she has about seen her best days over the course of 5 years and many trips to Europe. And, you know, girl has been everywhere with me. And I do love it, but I just decided that maybe I needed to get something new. So I don't know why I did, but I did, and went out to the Walmarts on Monday night. Oh, Lord, I have a hole in my pants. I went out to the Walmarts on Sunday night and bought the Gillette M3 Turbo. Is that what it is? It's the three-blade razor that takes a AAA battery and vibrates when you shave. And then I bought the Gillette Mach 3 shaving gel. Girls, that stuff's expensive, okay? Whew, Lord, I was like, this is adding up real quick to be expensive. And I knew how much the razor would cost, and I knew how much the blades were going to cost. But so the more I explored said option, the more I decided that maybe this just wasn't the option for me, but that I really didn't have $100 to put into a decent electric razor, which granted I could buy the blades for mine, and worst come to worst, I could keep it plugged in all the time, but then that really sucks because I am going to Europe and I do travel, and sometimes bathrooms don't have plugs, or sometimes you want to shave in front of the mirror in a hotel room, like over by the beds, because whoever you're traveling with is using the sink or is in the shower. I mean, I don't know. I just wasn't going to put myself through that, pretty much, is what I'm saying. So, long story short, I went ahead and got the Mach 3 M3 Power Turbo, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. With the green Mach 3 gel. And altogether, that cost me like $15. Probably. I'm not quite sure. Of course, I thought it came with two blades. How about she only came with one? Thanks, Gillette. I really appreciate that. Okay, I've gotten some sort of beeping, and I don't know what that means on the iMac. Oh, you know what? It's from a chat on the instant messengers. So I'm minding my own business, you know, how she do. And I was like, oh, shit. Now, on Tuesday, I was like, I need to shave with today, and I get to use this new razor. So I'm like, okay, well, with the electric razor, if you guys have never used the electric razor, you know, you have to, it works better when your face is completely dry. I was like, well, with this one, it recommends that your face is wet. So that's kind of a new concept to me after so many years. And I don't know. It's weird. I'm like, my face is dry. I really don't want water dripping all down my face again. And I'm used to doing a bunch of stuff and then shaving because, you know, like you want it. I don't know. But anyway, so now I need to remember you have to shave when you get out of the shower and blah, 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 blah. So anyway, minding my own business, and I put the stuff on and I start shaving and realize I don't even have the vibration on and it's already shaving like really, really good. So, and that is due in part to how slick that Mach 3 gel is when, like, you put it on your face. Like, it almost feels oily, but it's crazy. It's not. And so I turn on the vibration. Y'all, that's some crazy feeling with some vibration on your razor. I don't know how I feel about that. I was really turned around. I was like, I just, down the side of my face. And I did it. I sat right there and shaved. And I said, well, worst comes to worst, she'll go right up in the garbage and I'll go get me some blades for the electrical razor. Well, I felt my face after I shaved and it felt real smooth, kind of like a baby's behind. Now, y'all know I don't shave up. I just shave down on my face because that's what the boys on Queer Eye say to do. They said one way, you know, go with the grain, which is down. And it's very tempting to want to shave up and get like some more hairs, but really that probably doesn't do any good. So, anyway, I just shaved down. Y'all, how about it was the best shave I've had in years. Years. It is by far the best shave. So that was really good. That was really surprising. So I'm going to probably recommend it. Now, the blades are expensive, but I've heard, I don't know if it's Adam Curry or someone else, that the Gillette is coming out with the 5-blade razor next. Why in God's name you would need 5 blades, I do not know. But you might. So if you do, keep your eyes open for that. And I think it's going to replace the Mach 3. And there will also be a version with the battery in it, which I may buy. Because it really wasn't that expensive. And I don't know if you guys know this. If you listen to Adam Curry, you will know, but I've also discovered it over the years. The original blade that comes with your razor is not the same as the replacement blades that you buy. It's made out of different hardness of steel, and it doesn't, I don't know, yada, yada, yada. Point being, she is a better blade and lasts about twice as long. So it almost like evens out. Like you could buy a new razor if you needed to, because I don't know about y'all, but those AAA batteries that go up in her ain't going to be cheap. And in fact, I don't know how many I have. I might need to go purchase some, which I have a battery charger, so I guess I could always charge it. Now, Big Fatty is sitting at his desk right now listening to this going, what in the hell is he talking about that for? But I'm sorry, we are gay men for the most part. There are some ladies in her. But y'all got to shave, and it is very important to have proper facial hygiene. And I'm sorry, but it is. And the scruffy look is hot. Victor from V-Hold, Omar, that looks real good. But you even got to trim that sometimes, and so you need to know. Now, I know y'all know how to moisturize, but it's important. So I've got my Nivea moisturizing gel that I put on after I shave, because I'm trying not to look old too quickly, even though I am aging. And then I've got Eau de Olay for the other areas. Although I need some eye cream. If anyone could recommend something good to go under the eyes that does not smell, that is just lotion, that is going to, you know, moisturize, have a little SPF in it, because that is important as well. And that's why I put this stuff on my face, because it has SPF in it. And I might be pale and pasty, but honey, y'all going to be the ones with the skin cancer who are out there making yourself PM Dawn. Okay? So I'm just saying, personal pet peeve. Don't get skin cancer. Don't make your insurance have to pay for some melanomas later in your life. And, I mean, I've gotten burned before, too. We've all gotten sunburn. But, y'all, you should see. People who have been to the beach with me, if you're listening and you have been to the beach, you know how she do, okay? How about I will roll up at the beach and they're like, aren't you going to put sunscreen on? I'm like, well, I put SPF 50 on before we left the house. But I brought my spray bottle so I could have someone mist me down here in about a minute. And so about once an hour, I am standing there being SPF 50'd up. So I pretty much leave the beach whiter than when I got there. And, yeah, I don't mind a little bit of sun. I think it's healthy and it's good for your skin. But I really don't. And plus, who wants a tan line? Because I've been to the tanning bed on a few occasions. Like when my skin gets really messed up, I'll go lay in the tanning bed a few times a week for a couple of weeks. And that really gets your skin back in order. But I lay in the one that can't burn you, that only does the... It doesn't do the harmful rays, so you really don't tan that much. It's, you know, it just kind of gives you a little bit of, it doesn't really give you anything. So anyway, with that said, that is kind of my metrosexual moment for the evening, and I'm gonna put that out there. And we're at 17:30, and that is perfecto.
On the count of three, real loud, I want to hear a hell yeah bitch, okay? One, two, three.
It's not just special.
Sweet mother of God.
This is Lane from Toledo.
Attention, attention.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Scary guys with large boxes do not need to buy a drink.
I was just listening to the Extra Special podcast. Fine work, gentlemen.
It's extra special.
A town in Czechoslovakia builds a 10,000 euro bridge for squirrels.
I believe squirrels in Czechoslovakia is actually the term for Jews.
That is so wrong.
Check it out on the web at extraspecial.us.
Okay, so we're back. Well, I do want to send I do want to send a special shout out to my I do want to send a special shout out to my parents for apparently feeding my cat Mr. Bugaboo. His name is really not Bugaboo, but you know, his name has to remain anonymous to protect the innocent. Apparently table scraps or people food while he was there with them. And so now every time he hears a bag rattle, he's like, "Oh, I want some of that." Now, y'all, the cat had never in his – he didn't even know what like a bag of potato chips was. He would have been like, "I don't know what you're doing with that, but it's making some noise. Can you shut up?" Now he's like, "Ooh, ooh, ooh," and like a dog, like leaning up on my leg, because I was like, "Let me just have – a little bit of yogurt and some stuff real quick because I'm not having dinner until 9 p.m. and that's late for me, you know, yada, yada, yada." 8:45, 9, oh shit. Tomo, I don't remember. But, you know, the cat stuck in the bathroom. And so, Anyway, so I do want to send a special shout out to you hats. Thanks a lot. That's going to make life real interesting for a while until we can break them of that habit. So, okay. I don't want to talk too much. I want this to be really short, and I keep saying that, and then she's never short. So, I have been playing around. This is like the dorky segment, so if it's too dorky for you, then I'm terribly sorry, and you can go ahead and start listening elsewhere. Okay, thanks. Perfect. But I've been listening. What is that? Why does that pop like that? I watch it pop, and I don't know why it's doing it. I've been working, I should say, on RSS. And so why is that important to you? It's important to you because I always understood RSS, but wasn't real sure I was comfortable enough, like, doing my own feed. Well, anyway, point being, I'd get it. I got it. It's good. And I think I'm going to start migrating our feed over to one that's local. And there's nothing wrong with FeedBurner. I like them just fine. They do a great job. But at some point, FeedBurner may not be free, and at some other point, FeedBurner may stop to exist. And if that's the case, then the Little Fatty Cast subscribers are going to be in bad shape. Now, there's a way that I can redirect their feed over to the new one. It'll let you know. It'll update your aggregators and everything. And that's probably what I'm going to do. But just in case, like, you're like, damn, we're the Little Fatty Cast, and you don't get any for a couple of days, go on over to littlefatty.com and look for something about a new feed. I don't want to lose my listeners, but I just feel like this is important website maintenance and something that needs to be done for the longevity of the show. And I'm really serious about that and all that good stuff. So, okay, let's start wrapping this up. Woo! We love the chicken poodle soup. Cha 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 cha. Okay, well, coming up this weekend, I am working a lot, and I have some other crazy schmiff going on, which is never fun, but shit happens. I'm going to church, ladies. Church. I know, that's worthy of a music stop, but that's difficult to do in the garage band. Church, I said it. So, I am going to church on Sunday. I've got to find someone to go with, though. Who goes to church by themselves? I haven't been to church in forever. So, anyway, I'm going to do that. I've got a special reason for going to that, so I'll give some shout-outs for that. The next week is going to be a relatively uneventful week. The coal mine budget will be approved tomorrow. You're hearing this on Friday, so tomorrow. I'm already in there, so no need to worry about you're all Larry Vader. But anyway, with that said, on Monday, then I'll go to the Apple store and start buying away, buying, and that is one of Larry's favorite things to do. Especially when it's not his money, okay? So I'll keep everyone posted on the ship date for the MacBook Pro and, you know, all that fabulous fat stuff. So that's kind of fun. And, it's going to be so, I don't know. I haven't had anything like that in a really long time, like something really good. My G5 at the coal mine is like a year and a half, almost 2 years old. She's okay. It's a dual two, but it's time for something better. And then the house will go on the market, like officially on the market next week, which means that it's going to have to get cleaned up real quick. A couple little projects I've been working on finished, and the cat just knocked my shit off the counter. The roommate's going to have to get his shit together and get it cleaned up because people are coming up in here to look at Miss Horty's personables. And hopefully give her a lot of money. And that should be the story of a few, or the subject of a few podcasts all in itself, is where have I hidden all the valuable VRCs and stuff. So anyway, if you really want to buy a piece of Vader memorabilia, buy my condo. And then you can have littlefatty.com with you at all times. Okay, guys. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this show, I think. Don't forget, you can e-letter me. I'm Larry. That's L-A-R-R-Y. At littlefatty.com. I'm Mr. Larry Vader. Big Fatty, his e-lettering address is on the website now, all you fatties. And don't forget to go to the website and comment. We love that. That's littlefatty.com. And also, as indicated by DJ David Jays, we love, love, love the voice letters. 206-339-6FAT. Call and leave us a message. Promise we'll play it. And we'll talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.